Untuk membiru sunyi senyap hening.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Ministry of Trade will promote the country's gaming industry at Gamescom 2025 in Cologne, Germany, from August 20th until the 22nd. Trade Minister Budi Santoso said the move aims to boost Indonesia's global market presence. The global gaming industry is projected to reach $397 billion by 2029. Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki on Flores Island, East Nusa Tenggara, erupted again on August the 18th, 2025, sending an ash column 6,000 meters above the summit. Indonesia's Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation has urged residents and tourists to stay at least 7 kilometers from the volcano. The eruption poses risks for ashfall and potential flood disruptions in the region. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hey, it's so good to be back. And there's something I want to say. Are you ready? Now, drop the beat, yo.
To the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sembunyikan rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama.
Indonesia has proudly shown its commitment and role in participating and contributing actively in international projects to accelerate sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. How does it work? Team Leader for Nature, Climate and Energy of United Nations Development Program or UNDP Indonesia, Dr. Aretha Aprilia, has her response on this.
Indonesia plays a very pivotal role in the ASEAN Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling Project that is a regional initiative that's launched by ASEAN, Japan, and UNDP to accelerate the sustainable blue economy efforts in Southeast Asia. And as the host and primary implementing country, Indonesia, through UNDP Indonesia, is leading the coordination of this initiative in partnership with the ASEAN Coordinating Task Force on Blue Economy. So Indonesia itself, it brings to the table its very rich blue carbon ecosystems, you name it, mangroves, seagrass, peatlands, and very extensive expertise in marine science, and which is on this project is also being harnessed through very strong collaboration with reputable institutions such as Gajah Mada University and the Jakarta-based Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia, or AREA. So the initiative is also closely aligned with Indonesia's own development priorities, particularly those related to climate mitigation and ocean sustainability. And also part of this collaboration, Indonesia supports the integration of blue carbon values into the national and regional policy frameworks.
And for more details, you can listen or watch again our VOA talk titled Indonesia's Role in Blue Carbon and Finance Profiling on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Kita usahakan rumah itu dari depan akan tampak sederhana, tapi kebunnya luas, tanamannya mewah megah. Kita usahakan rumah itu dari depan akan tampak sederhana. Tapi dibuat kuat, dirancang muat lega. Urusan perabotan dan wangi-wangian ku serahkan pada seleramu yang lebih maju. Tapi tata ruang aku ikut pertimbangkan, karena kalau nanti kita punya kesibukan malam, tetap kumpul di meja panjang. Ruang makan kita berbincang tentang hari yang itu dari depan akan tampak sederhana, tapi penerangannya diracik begitu romantis. Urusan perabotan dan wangi-wangi yang kuserahkan pada seleramu yang lebih maju. Tapi tata ruang aku ikut pertimbangkan, karena kalau nanti kita punya kesibukan malam, tetap usahakan rumah itu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Ku tak pernah ikat rambutku lagi semenjak kau bilang rambutku indah bila terurai panjang. Baju hitamku tak pernah ku sentuh lagi sejak hari itu. Kau bilang warna gelap membosankan. Ku baca sampai tuntas semua buku yang paling kau suka. Suatu saat kau anggapku cerdas. Tak kuhiraukan kata mereka ini berlebihan. Untukmu apapun akan kulakukan. Ingin sempurna di matamu, hanya itu yang aku mau.
Indonesian government through the National Arms Agency Basnas and also the Indonesian National Army carried out again the humanitarian aid support for the Gazan people by air in the operation, and this was stated by the agency's chairman Nur Ahmad in a statement on Tuesday. And according to Nur Ahmad, the operation was carried out again by doing an airdrop for the people in Gaza. And Dur said that the success of this aid support is an evidence and a proof of the solidarity of Indonesian people that never ends for the people of Palestine. And it is also to commemorate the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia, while we are still being, well, maintaining a relationship with Palestine so nicely. And If you would like to know again, listener, this is the second stage of the airdrop. In the first one, some 80 ton of logistic were dropped by the same method, namely airdrop, in which the National Army of Indonesia uses the C-130J Super Hercules to carry out the logistics consisting of foods, medicines, and also clothing. And in this whole operation, some 800 tons of humanitarian aid has been prepared by Indonesia and kept being distributed in stages.
Bukan maksud hatiku ajukan dirimu di depan mataku, tapi ku tak bisa lupakan saat dirimu membuat diriku terhina. Sakit hatiku
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And if you got something to say to the Voice of Indonesia, say it anyway. You can say it to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, or you can go to our email address voilisteners@gmail.com. Once again, voilisteners@gmail.com, and you can also go to our Instagram account, which is the only one active, which is voi_official. Once again, voi_official. And if you happen to be listening to our program by means of or by using the RRI Digital mobile app, you can go to the live chat section. Feel free to comment whatever you want from us, or maybe if you want to ask something, just ask anyway. So what are you waiting for? Please make sure to tell us how you feel so that we can bring a better stuff for you, only from the Voice of Indonesia. And after this, listener, after the next one, we still got another song. We got Abdul and the Cafe Theory with Beauty Is You, and after that you will understand the beauty behind the story of Panjalu. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu, kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da-da-da. Ta-da-da-da-da-da. Kaulah cahaya dunia, kaulah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty, yeah. Beauty is you. It's you, oh. Beauty is you, you, yeah. Da 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 da.
Kisah aja nyangku itu yaitu cuci.
Only from old stories, nyangku is washing creases and swords, which according to the story was conducted by somebody from Mecca. He was said to be Syaidina Ali, but according to a legend, he was Boros Ngora.
Panjalu and stories that are circulating in the area, but how is Panjalu today? Human life continues to run fast, but many customs persist. When a civilization in a shaky position to the change of life, wisdom becomes very important. The same with Panjalu, a fertile region located at an altitude of over 700 meters above sea level in Mount Sawal surroundings in the northern town of Ciamis, West Java. It is approximately 235 kilometers southeast of Jakarta, about 95 kilometers east of the provincial capital city of Bandung, West Java. Normally, it takes about 5 hours from Jakarta via toll road or about 2.5 hours from the city of Bandung. Going by train from Jakarta, you have to stop at Tasikmalaya, then take another vehicle to Panjalu. There is no direct public transport to Panjalu. Since the Dutch colonial era, Panjalu with its Situ Lengkong or Lengkong Pond has been used as a natural conservation area. An area that according to the saga was the embryo of Tatar Sunda Kingdom in West Java and the kingdoms in Central and East Java. Life in Panjalu was full of prosperity and well-being under the leadership of King Boros Ngora and his successors. The difference between kingdoms in Central and East Java and the Tatar Sunda Kingdom, in this case Panjalu, is that there was some influence of Buddhism and Hinduism, but the strong influence was Islam. The prosperity and welfare in the 6th century BC, Panjalu can still be seen in Situ Lengkong, which is a masterpiece of King Boros Ngorah, the ruler of Panjalu Kingdom at that time. It was dedicated to the prosperity of his people, as told by Abah Dede.
Beliau untuk mensejahterakan rakyatnya sendiri, kemudian beliau itu membuat gawe.
He worked for his people, then he made gawe Karahayuan, or work for glory. Yes, for Karahayuan, for glory, for keselamatan, or welfare, for peace and prosperity of his people, and so on. It is a masterpiece of civil engineering technology. Actually, it was the work of King Boros Ngorah. So in the 6th or 7th century, an Indonesian king successfully built a lake, some dams. In my opinion, it is worth entering the list of cultural heritage objects. But at the moment, it has not been included in a cultural heritage list.
Economy, which is dominated by agriculture, currently does not bring good impact for local farmers, although there is Situ or Lake Lengkong, as told by Pak Oman, a resident of Panjalu, who is also a pangguru or community leader.
Cuman sekarang kendalanya modal, apalagi sering fluktuatif.
Now the problem is capital investment, which is often volatile, fluctuative, yes. It is the price during planting and harvest times it fluctuates. So now I decided to stop for a moment. Agriculture is always like this sometimes. The price is high, but mostly it is cheap. I became a farmer because it's the only thing that I know. Because all I can do is farming. I don't even know how to market my products. I cannot manage the time. I'm a farmer, not a trader. I cannot leave my farm. If I go and sell my products, while it takes 3 to 4 days to tend to the plants, what would happen? The plants would be affected by diseases. That's the problem.
To strengthen the village economy, actually the government has built a system of economic cooperatives to help farmers. However, according to the elder and leader of indigenous people of Panjalu, Abah Dede, the government must not only set up a cooperative, but must also oversee its existence as well as how is it in the future.
Kalau misalnya kita akan harus mengembangkan seperti koperasi, kudu jelas ya, kayak bantuan naon, ya, programnya bagaimana.
If we must develop a cooperative, it must be clear what kind of assistance that we are going to get. How about the program? Not after we were encouraged to set the cooperative in accordance with the law. We will become confused. What then? And how about the indigenous people? What are we going to do with them?
Abang Dede also has a trip. He said if only farmers in Indonesia are like farmers in Thailand, who need not think about marketing their agricultural product or the outcome of their creative economy.
Saya itu terenyuh ya pada waktu saya ke Thailand. Ya. Kamu sebetulnya ini misalnya membuat sangkar burung. Mengapa kamu membuat sangkar burung?
I was so touched when I went to Thailand. There was a farmer who was making a bird cage. Why do you make bird cages? He said, I make bird cages because I was told by our cooperative office to do it. How about the marketing? We need not worry about marketing because after we finish this, people from industrial office will come and we get paid. How? With checks. So rural banking in Thailand lives so well, and people need not worry about marketing. This is what I call a clear policy. Sorry for making a comparison.
Karena itu kebijaksanaan itu jelas. Maaf kalau saya membandingkan itu ya.
However, out of necessity, the indigenous people living in Panjalu finally had to face a difficult choice. On the one hand, they want to feel the sense of development, but on the other hand, they want to retain their customs and culture that they have been painstakingly maintained, especially after Ciamis district lost Pangandaran, which was previously a source of local revenue fund. Following is the village head of Panjalu.
Kemarin juga waktu ada calon-calon bupati.
When there was a potential candidate for region, for development policy in Panjalu, please prioritize the local policy first. Do not ever let the culture and the cultural order became lost.
Saya tidak mau, saya bilang itu daerah kami ini sendiri juga ada hotel. Saya kan ngomong, saya bilang, udah aja wisatawan datang mah sarare. toilet di lemur kira gitu. Kalau itu harus diperbaiki misalnya WC.
I do not want any hotel here. I have said tourists can come and homestay. If toilets need to be fixed, then fix them. Just do whatever necessary. What I'm worried about is if there are hotels, tourists will flock in without control. At least we can tell people what to do. I'm very concerned. Do not develop Panjalu as you please. What we feared is not in accordance with the rules of our ancestors, Islamic rules. No bad deeds, nor blasphemy, things like that. We are worried if it is not controlled, there will be hotels and, what is it, karaoke and so on?
Itu tidak terkontrol. Kalau ada hotel-hotel, apalagi karaoke, apa gitu dan sebagainya kan seperti itu.
As part of autonomous region of Ciamis district, Panjalu inevitably becomes part of revenue producing potentials, especially after the loss of Banjar and Pangandaran area, which were the largest source of income for Ciamis district, as stated by Ciamis Head of Culture and Tourism Office, Agus Yani.
Setelahnya Pangandaran lepas.
After Pangandaran off, it means we must concentrate on the existing destinations, especially cultural tourism, such as sekarang Kamulian, Situ Lengkong and Tambak Sari, which will become our icons and to be given the top priority because we will not have beaches anymore. Apart from being managed by the government, we expect later there will be investors from outside, so the next destinations are to be created by the private sector.
Related to regional development planned by Ciamis Authority, indigenous people of Panjalu who still retain their culture have proposed specific requirements, such as told by Panjalu Village Head Haris.
Saya kan diundang sama
As Panjalu Village Head, I was invited by Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office. The district lost some assets through the new autonomous region of Pangandaran. The attention will be on Panjalu, right? We have put forward our appeal, do not move Pangandaran to Panjalu.
Itu berkaitan juga dengan kewenangan. Inilah yang mohon dimengerti juga oleh pemerintah kabupaten. Ya, dai desa itu sebenarnya terbatas kewenangannya dan sebagainya.
Well, it relates to the authority. This is what we want to be understood also by the district. The village has very limited authority, so please do understand if you want any income, you must give great authority to us. Actually, they should ask Panjalu people first.
Of Pangandaran, the Ciamis district, local government set Panjalu as a leading tourist destination. But the extent of this business venture is narrated by the head of Ciamis Culture and Tourism Office, Hermansa.
Panjalu juga demikian karena sudah menjadi objek wisata budaya dan jarah unggulan.
Panjalu now has become the main object of cultural tourism and pilgrimage in Ciamis district. Facilities and infrastructure have already been built by the Ciamis district government.
It seems Panjalu has to face the reality between maintaining the culture that has persisted over 1,000 years as Nyangku ceremony, held at the beginning of the month of Muharram or Maulid in Situ Lengkong, or adapting the meaning of development without filtering, which often ignores the great tradition and culture. However, if Panjalu has become a tourism icon, something that has been hidden will be famous outside of Ciamis area and will provide economic income and wealth as desired by Panjalu people. However, until when they will be able to maintain their customs and tradition, God only knows.
Sejuta puisi yakin kamu membalas cintaku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu? Terkubur dalam kesedihan sepanjang waktu. Haruskah ku
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Yang